The following are detailed instructions on how to sing readings during Mass in the ordinary form, in English, using given formulas from the Liber. We keep in mind the differences and particularities of the English language, yet keep a faithfulness to the original tones and melodic formulas. We will use the readings for the Feast of the Immaculate Conception as our example. Before we begin, let us agree on some terminology. Title tone. The title of the reading. Flex. A literary pause used only in the prophecy tone. Metrum. A literary pause used only in the epistle. Full stop. The end of a sentence. Interrogation. A question within a reading, often found in quotations. Conclusion or final formula. The method we use to end the reading. Reciting tone. The tone we always begin with and gravitate toward. Literary accent. Natural speaking accent of a syllable. There are six pitches that we'll use throughout this lesson. Fa, sol, la, si, do, re. Other terms will be used and explained in full as we proceed. We begin with the first reading. The prophecy tone. Title tone. The title tone is announced on a pitch that is chosen to be comfortably within our range, deriving from our natural speaking voice. Perhaps we should do well not to use the word chosen, but rather a tone that is but a natural extension of our speaking voice. After all, it has been said that singing is but sustained talking. We then assign Do to be this reciting tone. This will be our gravitational tone in which we will always come back to after melodic ascents and descents. The title of the first reading, also the Old Testament, or more properly, the prophecy, is announced on this reciting tone. At the end of the title, we melodically descend a fifth after the final word accent. Example. A reading from the book of Genesis. Again. A reading from the book of Genesis. After a pause, we continue with reading on the reciting tone, Do. As we continue, we will come to punctuation marks, question marks, quotations, and other grammatical happenings. The following are our melodic tools which we will use. Referring back to the title tone for just a moment. A reading from the book of Genesis. This is a melodic formula that we'll use no matter what the first reading happens to be. For example, a reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Whatever our reading is, it will descend like this, from Do to Fa. But in the case of the reading that we are using for an example, a reading from the book of Genesis. Flex. The flex is made toward the middle of each sentence, often at a comma or a semicolon. Its function is to provide a melodic break from the reciting tone, so as to help render the text more intelligibly and increase comprehension within the congregation. Therefore, it can freely be omitted at will if the sentence is short. If good sense allows, several flexes may be employed or not employed, as for the example in a lengthy sentence with several commas. One should rely on their good artistic judgment. When it is used in the prophecy tone, the voice is lowered by one half step from Do to Si, Do Si, on the final syllable of the phrase being flexed. For example, after the man Adam had eaten of the tree. You notice how we go down on the word tree. Eaten of the tree. After the man Adam had eaten of the tree. Full stop. The full stop is used at the end of a sentence and is accomplished by lowering the voice a fifth, descending after the final accent, from Do to Fa. Do, Fa. One will notice instantly the melodic similarity between the title tone and the full stop. For example, Because I was naked, so I hid myself. Notice the similarity between hid myself and Genesis. A reading from the book of Genesis that we heard in the title tone, and because I was naked, so I hid myself at the full stop. The full stop is used for periods and exclamation points, but never for questions or interrogations. These are treated separately. Interrogation. The interrogation formula is the same for all sung readings, the prophecy, the epistle, and the gospel. The final accent of the interrogation is always a podatus, two notes melodically ascending, si, do, si, do, on one syllable, and is approached by si, la, si, la, si, each on a respective syllable. Should the question be short and not require all the available tones, then logically, we only use what we need. For example, why, Lord? Or simply, why? Or further, where are you? La, si, si, do. Si, 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 la, si, si, do. Who told you that you were naked? We approach the interrogation formula on C, descending one half step from our reciting tone, do. Once we are on C, we finish the formula. We never flex during an interrogation. For example, if the interrogation be composed of two phrases separated by a comma in which we felt a need for a literary pause, we would use the reciting tone for the first phrase and then descend to C for the second phrase. For example, how can this be, since I have no relations with a man? How can this be, on our reciting tone, do, since I have no relations with a man? Finishing the interrogation, starting on C. Quotations are treated as any other sentence or phrase within the readings. If the quotation has a period, we use a full stop. We can employ flexes and interrogations as needed. What needs to be remembered is that the phrase before the quotation is never flexed. For example, then God said, would simply be done on the reciting tone without any melodic change. This applies as well to the epistle and the gospel. An example. The man replied, the woman who you put here with me. We have the phrase, the man replied, and then in quotations we have, the woman whom you put here with me. So on our reciting tone, do, the man replied, the woman whom you put here with me. And of course we hear our flex on, here with me. We now come to the final formula. The final formula is accomplished in the following method and is used on the final phrase or sentence of the reading. First, we find the final two literary accents. On the second to last of those, we raise our voice to re and continue back to do. And then, on the final literary accent, we descend to C flat and complete the word on this tone. We keep in mind that the formulas are employed in such a way that the readings sound natural and not contrived in any way. Because she became the mother of all the living. Do, re, do, si flat. We hear our phrase, all the living. Re, do, si flat. In English, we then close the reading with the word of the Lord, to which the people dialogically respond, thanks be to God. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Do, fa. One can instantly hear the similarities between a reading from the book of Genesis and the word of the Lord. It would be advised in the beginning of a parish's usage of sung readings to ensure that the congregation is taught this thoroughly. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We keep in mind that the formulas are employed in such a way that the readings sound natural and not contrived in any way. The English language is full of nuances and exceptions, unlike the Latin language from which these formulas were originally designed. Therefore, it cannot be overstressed that proper preparation for sung readings will be required. And if a choice between faithfulness to a formula perceived to be etched in stone and text intelligibility is confronted, the latter should always be chosen. To sum up the prophecy, here is a full example of the sung prophecy from the book of Genesis. A reading from the book of Genesis. After the man Adam had eaten of the tree, the Lord God called to the man and asked him, "Where are you?" He answered, "I heard you in the garden, but I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid myself." And then he asked, "Who told you that you were naked? You have eaten then from the tree of which I had forbidden you to eat." The man replied, "The woman whom you put here with me. She gave me fruit from the tree, so I ate it." The Lord God then asked the woman, "Why did you do such a thing?" The woman answered, "The serpent tricked me into it, so I ate it." Then the Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, you shall be banned from all the animals and from all the wild creatures. On your belly shall you crawl, and dirt shall you eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will strike at your head, while you strike at his heel." The man called his wife Eve, because she became the mother of all the living. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.